outside, we're all asking you about a game you should win, or, you know, is this the moment you guys kind of push through the barrier?
Yeah.
Do you think there was any kind of loss of mental focus when you guys did that at all factor in as well?
No, no. This was just one of those old-fashioned NFL fights down to the wire. There was no lack of focus or lack of effort. Nothing that, would alarm you or anything like that. This was just, it came down to, at the end, and, they made a great place.
What was going on to make it a little rough for you guys offensively?
Well, they're a good defense. They're a really good defense that, not really giving up a lot of yards. They are a very stingy front. They have a good front. But I think that, as we started just getting in our rhythm, finding completions and those kind of things, we started to move the ball better. And, especially the ball, they had the ball a lot in that first half. It's hard to get in that rhythm, but still we have so much to get better at, and in a short time. Absolutely. I look back and, at that, they scored and, I just remember looking at the guys. You can always tell when you look at people. I looked at them. There was no inch of worry. There was no doubt. Nothing like that. We knew what we had to do, and that was kind of the theme for the whole game. Anytime they would make a play or anytime they, change the score or anything like that, I'd look at them and no doubt, no worry, and let's just continue to go down and whatever it takes at that point. You just want to win the football game, and I think that we did a good job of putting ourselves in position.
What kind of look did they give you?
Yeah, they like to double Amari a lot. They like to give help to those guys, and I don't blame him. He's a good football player. But Coach Musgrave did a great job of finding ways to get him the ball, finding ways to get the ball in his hands, and creating route concepts to create one-on-ones. So I thought that, they didn't do anything, that we couldn't handle. I thought we handled it very well.
Davis just in there said he's the number one person responsible for this.
No,
for this turnover. Did you talk to him? What did you tell him?
This is a team game. This is the ultimate team game. Those turnovers could happen, and they could miss the kick, and we win. It's the ultimate team game. He can never, not one person can ever just take the blame. I appreciate him trying to stand up and do that. It takes a lot for someone to try and do that, but this is a team game, and I can do a better job of helping him out.
Did you already talk to him, Derek, or are you going to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I talk to my teammates all the time. I talk to him. I always try and go around, make sure everybody's good, healthy, and all those kind of things. So I already talked to him, and he like all of us, we're ready to, move on and get the next one.
On the last one, you guys are marching down there. You think and field goal, and you just maybe going a little bit, you don't want to throw the ball around and get crazy.
I think, we tried the naked. We tried to boot on the one, and they did a good job of playing up the field. So we saw that, they were playing everything honest, and at that point, we always feel like we're in Bass's range, as you cross the 50. But, the point there is, if we can move it, get the first down, then, yeah, let's see what we can do. But I just do what's called. Yeah, it
seemed like a big deal if you could have been on a three-game winning streak to go into the Denver game like that.
That's right.
Where are you now, then? Where is the team mentally to take this loss, be 2-2 going into?
We're 2-2, looking at it, that we got a division opponent. We're looking forward to that first one of the year, especially at home, getting them at home early. That'll be big, but, the Coliseum will be rocking. We'll be ready to go. We'll put in the hard work this week and be ready to play.
Looked like you almost had to throw guys open. Mm. Like you were before their breaks, you're throwing. Was it just particular to what the defense was?
Versus certain coverages, you do have to do that. You're exactly right. That's good. You saying that, versus certain coverages they were playing, you have to throw the ball early before they can, get their head around and make a play on it. I thought that our receivers did a good job of understanding that, making great plays. But you're right.
What was your general takeaway of the Bears' defense? Did it look pretty much like what you're seeing on film?
Absolutely. When we turn the film on, and I said this at the beginning of the week, they're very good. And I'm not one to lie. they're very good defense, very good front. Secondary has a lot of playmakers, very athletic in the secondary. So we knew it was going to be hard. We talked about it all week. It's going to be a fight to the end, and it sure was.
They're a different team. I don't know how much time you get to watch their offense, but they're a different team with Cutler.
Yeah, I'm just glad that, I don't play defense. That would hurt us a lot. I didn't watch him.
Crabtree comes out with the ankle and
yeah.
Gets back in there and makes some plays.
That's right.
What does that tell you about the
it says a lot about his character. It says a lot about what kind of guy he is, especially where we're at in that football game. You know, a lot of people could, I don't know if I could go. Or he just went right in, and he made probably the biggest play of the game for us as an offense if we would have won it. You know, that one down the right side of the seam that he caught, ran a great route, and I just trusted him. The guy fell off Amari, and he just went up and made a play. He did. You know what he's supposed to do, and he made a play. I'm so proud of him, and I'm so thankful that he's here.
Thank you.